Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 86, and this is the Bible verse is from Psalms 119, verse 1, and it reads, "Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord." Psalm 119, 1. If you are not familiar with the Bible, Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible. And it also is a very beautiful psalm in terms of encouragement for staying in the Word, being in the Word. And I would encourage you to go. If you are a person who is not convinced about how the Bible can keep you out of the food, I would say do a study on Psalm 119. There are so many beautiful things in there that act as reminders. But in the psalm today, there are two words that are really jumping out at me. It says, "Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord." That word blameless and also walk in that particular verse. In the Bible, when they speak of blamelessness, it does not mean that we don't sin, because we do sin. Even those who have the Spirit of God living in them, we sin. We sin because we are in the habit of sinning. We sin also because there are still influences all around us that entice us to sin. But we can be blameless when we are able to confess our sins to the Lord. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. When we confess our sins, we are not talking about confessions as some religions talk about. We're not speaking of that. In the Bible, confess means that we agree with God that we are wrong and we tell Him. We do not need another person really to confess our sins to. Sometimes we do use confession in terms of telling another person who will pray for us because we have a hard time knocking it off ourselves. But in truth, we are called to get into the habit of keeping that street cleaned right away and sincerely coming to the Lord and saying, "I am sorry for that. I'm sorry for what I just thought. I'm sorry for what I just did. And that's wrong, and I know it's wrong, and I ask if you would please forgive me, Lord." And when we do that, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. The Bible says that in 1 John 1:9. And we can live without guilt, because it is unconfessed sin that causes guilt in us. But when we have a life where we are convicted by the Word and we confess our sins and we do the things that we need to do to help the repair, then we are living a blameless life. And this verse says, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless and who walk according to the law of the Lord." Walking according to the law of the Lord. I am not a person. We cannot be people. As it says in James 1:22, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." And so we are able to walk according to the law of the Lord because we have the Holy Spirit living in us. That's key. That is key to having freedom from compulsive eating and all the other vices that we have. that we have the Spirit living in us. And when we can fan up that Spirit through the truth of the remembrance of that presence, then we experience such a victory and a strength that it is not, it is just, it's unbelievable to ourselves, and it keeps us moving forward. And that is what we are trying to do here in this ministry of Bible for Food, is to keep that memory of who we are in Him before us. What has happened to us? We're new creations. We're different. We're not who we used to be. And we don't need that little spirit like just a little pin dot in our hearts. We ask for a filling of that Spirit. Fill it up. Flow it over in our lives. And it helps. As we are in the Word, because we are reminded of what we have. In the reading, it talks about binge eating and how in my own experience, I used to have a time in my life I couldn't even see the binge coming. I was like that little cartoon that they have in some of the papers. I think the cartoon person's name is Kathy, and she definitely has an eating disorder. At least she did when I used to read it. I don't actually haven't read it in a while, but I can remember reading that little Kathy cartoon, and she was always into some food or some clutter or something. She was doing something like that. And I could never see those things happening to me. But like this reading said, I eventually got to the point of realizing that my feelings and my mood were the things that dictated that type of erratic behavior in me. And my feelings and my mood were actually controlled by my thoughts and my attitudes. And the Bible has been given for me to change my thoughts and my attitudes. The Bible says that in Hebrews 4:12, it says that the Bible itself is a living document. It's living and active. Sharper, it says, double than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. And then it tells me in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, that all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God is thoroughly equipped for every good work. If you want to change in your thoughts and your attitudes, which will change your feelings and your mood, get into the Word of God. And let me warn you, as it says here later on in that third paragraph, that the devil will work hard to keep you from the Word of God. It will either make you delegate it to the end of the day. Just the whole mere delegation to the end of the day is saying to the flesh, the world, and the devil, well, it's not that important. It's okay. It's one of the things that I do, but it's not that great. And I'm saying to you, if you're struggling with the food, hear my heart. Going deep into the Word of God, meeting Him on a heart level, making that a priority and doing that consistently is a way to pursue the Lord. And God loves those who pursue Him. When we move purposefully close to Him, He moves close to us. And we want that because it's that mighty closeness that changes those thoughts and that attitudes, and our feelings will change. So if you find, oh my, I don't feel like doing the Bible, it's not just your flesh. You know, don't fool yourself. You ain't all that. You ain't all that to just keep your own self from the Bible. and you ain't all that to think it's your own attitude that's keeping you in the food. You're missing it. There is an adversary out there. He definitely wants you to use your pride. Oh, I'm not ready to read the Bible yet. You know, I'm not ready to get my food right yet. It's not just you. It's the demon out there, you know, rubbing his hands together. Yeah, I got her pride thing. And to keep you deeper and deeper into the food, so that what God has given to you never rises to the surface. And let me tell you, what God has given to you has not just been given for you, but for all those you love too. So when you decide that you're going to stay in the food today, keep in mind, not only are you helping the devil today, but you are also hurting the ones that you love. Your children suffer. Your spouse suffers. Your community suffers because of that. And that's why the devil uses the food. He uses the food. And so my encouragement to you, come together with others who were once used in that way and who know better today. No. I won't do that today. I will, with God's Spirit in me, go deep in His Word today. I will, with God's Spirit in me, look at Jesus face to face, eye to eye, heart to heart. I will do that today. I will. And see what God will do. We cannot outgive God. We can't do it. And when we pursue Him, He stands us up on our feet. And we walk with a confidence that is a light in the darkness for many who are still in captivity. It's a wonderful way to live, to be walking in the Spirit and to be used by God.